In the Gospel today, St. Peter asks Jesus very brazenly, "We have left everything to follow thee. What is in it for us?" And of course, people still ask the same question, though they don't have the courage to say it out loud. But our Lord told him, "Those who have left everything for my sake," and he mentions a bunch of things, father and mother and son and daughter and husband and wife and whatever, "for my sake will receive much, much more besides in this life and eternal life in the next." And today we have three saints who have done just that. The first is St. Sylvester, a saint of the Middle Ages, more or less, who left everything to follow Christ. He eventually became a Franciscan and then opened up a new branch of the Benedictines. So, interchange of orders. The Silvestrine Benedictines, which I don't know if they still exist today, but they did for many centuries. And of course, he left everything to follow Christ and to follow the rule, the holy rule. And eventually he died at the age of 90 in 1267. Then we have another saint who's commemorated in the Missal, St. Peter of Alexandria. St. Peter was born towards the end of the 3rd century in Alexandria of Egypt, same place as our beloved St. Catherine of Alexandria. And he too left everything and followed Christ and eventually became the bishop, the patriarch of Alexandria, which had been founded by St. Mark for St. Peter. And so it's one of the patriarchal dioceses of the church. There are several, of course. Rome is one, Jerusalem, Alexandria, and Antioch. Later on, the church, or the popes, added Venice and Lisbon and Portugal, but those are lesser patriarchates. But Alexandria was one of the original four. And he fought heresy. And of course, his successors were very, very famous in fighting the heresy of Arius. Saint Alexander of Alexandria, who participated in the first ecumenical council, the Council of Nicaea in 325, and his secretary, the great Saint Athanasius, who lived throughout most of the 4th century, even though he had to be always on the run from the heretics, from Arius and his heretics. And then another saint who is less known to most people, but who wrote some magnificent sermons and preached some magnificent sermons and retreats, St. Leonard of Port Maurice. And he died in the 1700s, a lot later than they. He was canonized by Blessed Pius IX. And we used to have in the back of the church during Lent one of his sermons, which was Hair Raising. And the title of the sermon was "The Number of Sins Beyond Which God Will Not Forgive." I want to try to find that again and put it in the back of the church so people can read that. Because some people think, well, I can go to confession and that's fine. It'll be just fine. It doesn't matter. Well, first of all, it's not just fine because you have purgatory. You have to pay back for your sins. Second of all, there comes a point when God says, "I've had enough of you. Be gone. Off to hell with you." Even long before you're dead. That's why you see so many evil, wicked people around that will not be converted, will not accept the truth, because God has said, "Enough of you. Be gone. Out of my sight." So this is St. Leonard of Port Maurice, a Franciscan, a great, great preacher of the faith. All of them, they left everything for Christ, and Christ gave them much more than they could have ever asked for. And so it shall be for us too. You will be sitting on 12 thrones with the Son of Man, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So it shall be for us, if we follow Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.